Good afternoon, everyone. It's Ali Korm and Justin Nielsen here with a breakdown of the action in today's session, Monday, April 8th, where we saw a pretty quiet day. And with that, I guess not a whole lot of new information, maybe, Justin, to trade off of in terms of directionally, but I know you've got us covered when it comes to that. And we did see a day of outperformance from small caps. We'll dig into all the index level details, but Justin, what do you have for us today?
Yeah, the big thing that we're going to be talking about is how the indexes are kind of staying in this range from Thursday. They're staying in its lane, as it were, whereas there are some stocks that have, you might say, eclipsed Thursday's high. See what I did there? We'll take a look at Medpace, Apollo, and ExxonMobil. And you'll notice those are all outside of tech as well. So some other areas to be looking at.
Great. All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Justin. Now let's turn our attention to the major indexes. So we have the NASDAQ today just fractionally higher, the S&P 500 fractionally lower on the day, and same for the Dow. In terms of small caps, the Russell 2000 headed into the final 7 minutes or so of the day. We have slightly delayed data there, up about 0.5%. Meanwhile, the 10-year treasury yield up, but off highs for the day. So, Justin, we can start with the S&P, the NASDAQ. You tell me what you want to dig into first. But like you said, we're staying within that big outside day downside reversal on Thursday. So we're not falling apart. We're not recovering. Just quiet action here.
Yeah. And it's really hard to kind of gauge too much about directionality when you have such a widespread like we did on Thursday. And once you trade in there, we've got two inside days. That's where the high of Thursday and the low of Thursday are kind of containing the range that we've been in here. And so until we really break out of either above the high of Thursday, that kind of tells us, okay, the direction is kind of recovery. And, you know, a solid bounce off the 10-week moving average line for the indexes. Or if we fall below Thursday's low, well, that's kind of painting a different story. Now we're looking like, okay, the NASDAQ may be testing that 50-day moving average line, getting into a little bit of trouble. So those are kind of your lanes. Those are your gutters for this bowling game that we've got here going on. But there are stocks that are acting very differently. And so it's important to be aware of those, be looking at the relative strength, because you always should be looking at the relative strength, because that tells you, hey, these stocks are doing something different. Now, the ones that are underperforming, well, those are ones to avoid. The ones that are outperforming, those are the ones that we tend to focus on. So in terms of the market indexes, they're telling us one thing, but we have to look at the individual stocks too for those other signals.
Absolutely. And taking a closer look at an intraday chart of the S&P 500, just to follow up briefly about what we talked about on Friday with my co-host, Mike Webster, and that is the 50% closing range. Yes. And so here's the high and the low from Thursday. And we're pretty much still right in the middle.
Yeah. And that's not a bad thing, right? If you just kind of hover around that area for a little bit, it shows that, you know, this is something we were talking about on IBD Live. If you looked at even the weekly chart of the S&P 500, you know, as bad as the week was because of Thursday's action, you did close off the lows to the point of almost being mid-range for the week. It was about 49% for the S&P 500, 40 and change percent for the NASDAQ composite. But usually Bill O'Neill, the founder of Investor's Business Daily, would look at anything above 40% as being supporting action. And not only do you have a potential support week there, but you also had those moving average lines, the 10-week moving average line, most importantly for the NASDAQ. And I mean, really, the S&P 500 didn't even get down there. It still had a little bit of space above its line. But you've got an area of support, and that supporting action did come in, putting it in the top 40%, not top 40%, but above 40% for the closing range for both of those indexes for the week. And, you know, the Russell 2000, you mentioned that small caps were outperforming a little bit today. Again, you look at these aren't both inside days, because you actually did go a little bit lower on Friday on the Russell 2000. So that kind of takes out the inside part, but you're still basically trading within that range of Thursday's action. And I think more importantly for the Russell, you know, there was so much kind of non-performance from it for a while there. The fact that it has made itself very comfortable above that 2000 level. I like that it's holding here and that it's staying above that 10-week moving average line. Again, that's a real important area, I think. If you start seeing the indexes cross below that, that doesn't necessarily mean, oh, bear market time, canned goods, go in the bunker, but it does mean that the correction may be a little bit longer and you might have to be a little bit more patient before you put the pedal to the metal.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I want to get your take on, Justin, is look at SPY versus RSP. So as we mentioned, the S&P essentially flat today, just a fractional move. But RSP, the equal weighted S&P 500, up 0.3% today, closing about mid-range.
And, you know, that's another thing that we kind of talked about. If you look at, you know, remember the S&P 500, you can break it down into your 11 sector spiders. So if you just go through those 11 sectors and start looking, hey, what is looking like it has the better relative strength right now? You look at XLK, which is technology. That's not looking so great on the relative strength. You know, there's a big downtrend there. Now, granted, you have to be aware of those bigger companies that maybe have a little bit more weight, especially here with XLK. It's basically Microsoft and Apple that are 40% there. XLE, now that looks a little bit better, right? That's a 40% weight for ExxonMobil, one of the stocks we'll talk about today, and Chevron. But you can see that is breaking a downtrend and on its relative strength line. So positive action there. We also talked about on IBD Live, XLI, you know, that one, if you look at the daily chart, it's, you know, looking pretty good in terms of getting kind of an uptrend in place. So there are other areas outside of tech. That's why I chose it outside of tech today. Yeah. So definitely worth looking at and noting that the RSP has had a little bit more strength. If you see the RSP relative strength line start going up, that's going to tell you something else too, that okay, maybe it's getting a little bit away from those big heavyweights, the $1 trillion companies, the Magnificent Seven, all of that, into some more broadening out. And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree, Justin. Okay, two more areas of interest to check in on before those three individual stocks and SMH, the chip sector, an area to look at.
Sure. And SMH looks very similar to what the NASDAQ is doing. And again, you look at the relative strength here and you can kind of see that it's holding up well enough, but it has taken a little bit of a pause and that's normal. You can't go vertical for very long without passing out. I mean, if you've watched Top Gun and learned anything from that, you know that. Yeah. So same thing with stocks. So it's just fine for it to be pausing here, but you do notice that, you know, SMH, IGV, they, you know, the tech areas do kind of have that inside look still. So that does kind of set it up for, okay, if it does get above Thursday, maybe these can come on back. You want to see what the relative strength looks like for those. But if they do start getting below Thursday's low, that could be telling a different story.
Yeah, well said. Okay, another area of interest today was the crypto area. So here's the IBIT Bitcoin spot price ETF up 6.6% today, gapping up.
And let's not forget that on Thursday, where all of that, you know, destruction was happening in the indexes, you know, it was basically not affected at all. So definitely interesting to note there. Interesting to note how, again, compared to Thursday, this is way above there. And it's kind of tackling downtrends. It's, you know, looking at potentially getting to new high areas. So definitely something that is worth watching. In fact, we are going to have a kind of a crypto Bitcoin take on our podcast this week. We're getting a expert because this is definitely not my area of expertise. So we got to bring in some big guns with Will Clemente, who will kind of go through the halvening with us and the ETFs and what all that means for Bitcoin.
Yeah, halvening coming up. So definitely a good time to be talking about crypto. Good stuff, Justin. We appreciate that. Okay, next on our list to check in on is MedPace. This is MEDP, up 2% today, a nice close for the stock too. And instead of Thursday being an outside day, downside reversal, that stands out. It's Friday's outside day, upside reversal, that stands out to me on this chart.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And again, it's looking at those things that are diverging from the indexes, showing a little bit more strength, are definitely the things that you want to watch. And so this was added to Swing Trader today, you know, kind of towards the end of the day. We're doing a few things that are different, and I'm sure you might have touched on that with Mike Webster on Friday, but we definitely went into a lot more detail with our Thursday scorecard. So definitely check out that. You can find it on the Swing Trader homepage. For those of you that are subscribers, you can also find it on our FAQ. So there's a lot of places where you can find that. But we're starting with some small positions, and if those are showing strength, we may follow up with a little bit more weight in those. But right now, this is breaking a downtrend. It had that strong Friday. Volume was not bad today. We do have to be aware earnings are coming. And I know you've talked about how there's a new video, you know, video thing that's coming with the earnings.
Yeah,
the series. So Ed, you know, I mean, gosh, Ed does everything, right? So he's going to be walking through that with Alexis. Definitely something to be keeping your eye on, because it starts this Friday, right? With a bunch of financials coming out, including JP Morgan and others.
Exactly. Yeah. So we have a new show, Earnings Cheat Sheet. And during earnings season, we will have a new episode that drops every Friday morning, whether you're watching it on our YouTube channel or investors.com/videos. Our goal is to give you that cheat sheet. Okay, what's coming up in the week ahead? What do I need to be aware of? What stocks are setting up? What are the estimates? What's going to be the overall market impact? So lots and lots of great stuff. And I'm really excited about that new show, Earnings Cheat Sheet. So keep an eye out for that. Okay, next on the list, let's take a look at Apollo. The ticker here is APO, financial sector, and hitting a high.
Yeah. So again, while there's a little bit of hand-wringing for a lot of areas in tech, look, you know, the Thursday day, I mean, that does stick out. It was a downside of reversal, but by Friday, whereas, you know, we were kind of applauding the indexes for getting to the halfway point, this was getting to, you know, the top of that range almost, and now breaking above it today. So that is a positive. You know, you look at the relative strength line, you can kind of see that ticking up a little bit. And this has been an area of strength for a while. You look at XLF, and it's not like, you know, financials haven't participated at all. This has been a nice, steady uptrend above its 10-week moving average line. And that is despite some weakness in the regional banks that you know, were dragging it down. So pretty impressive that financials have still done as well as they have. So Apollo is something that, you know, we've had our eye on. And this group has been doing very well too. So nice flat action. It kind of just went sideways, let that moving average line catch up to it, and it's getting a good bounce from last week on that.
Yeah, a really nice bar last week. Mm-hmm. Really bullish there. All right. So potentially actionable here today. And let's round things out with a look at one of the leaders, or, you know, just big liquid names in the energy sector, and that is ExxonMobil, XOM. Down on the day, but inside Friday's strong day, and it's really been on a run, Justin, topping the 120 level recently. So getting to new all-time high ground, I think, or at least the highest levels in a couple of years here.
Yeah, I think this is all-time highs. Yeah,
all-time highs.
Yeah, pretty impressive. And on IBD Live today, when we were going through the industry group spreadsheet, definitely something for those of you that are subscribers, you want to check out. There's a lot of oil and gas that was showing up last week. You know, any way you slice it, whether it was the things that were getting added to the watch list from Webster, or the things that were moving up the most in the ranks, oil and gas was kind of a theme that kept on coming up. So ExxonMobil, of course, is one of those big components in XLE, the energy sector spider ETF, along with Chevron. And when you look at the daily chart, for a moment, it's like, where was Thursday? Because I mean, that doesn't even, there's no reversal there. You know, it was just a normal looking day for ExxonMobil. So just not really participating in any of that ugliness. And Friday, it was right there breaking out of a base. So, you know, not only was it outside of that Thursday already, it was actually breaking into new high ground, breaking out of a cup base. Now, when you look at the weekly chart, you do have to just have those caution flags on that this has been a lot of weeks up in a row. You know, maybe it does pause at this level. That would be very normal, but definitely keep it on your radar. And, you know, there's other areas too. You know, if you don't want to just go with the broad XLE, you can get a little bit more specific with the explorers and producers like XOP. That's something that we do have on SwingTrader. You could go with the field services, OIH. So there's a lot of options there. If you want to play the oil and gas space, but you don't know which stock to buy, you can just kind of participate in the overall group.
Yeah. And with so many weeks up in a row, you know, these are getting stretched from their moving averages. So would you just use a percentage stop, Justin?
Yeah, you could do a percentage stop. Or again, I don't mind waiting on some of these that have just, you know, kind of crossed that high level. If they kind of pull back a little bit, go sideways, that could be ideal as well. So I don't think that these are necessarily done. You know, they might be extended right now, but if you're patient, you can still get into some of these.
Yeah, ideally we get that 21-day line to catch up.
Yeah.
Could be a good launching pad. We'll have to see. All right. That is it for today, everyone. And thank you so much for joining us. The conversation continues tomorrow morning on IABD Live, and we hope to see you there, investors.com/IABD Live, for all the details on that. So we'll see you in the morning, and then we'll also see you right back here tomorrow afternoon at the close. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.